Meditations, sacred selections from Gadsby's hymns. Newton, breathing after love to Christ. 'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? Why this dull and lifeless frame? Hardly sure can they be worse who have never heard His name. Could my heart so hard remain? Prayer a task and burden prove? Every trifle give me pain? If I knew a Savior's love, when I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child? If I pray, or hear, or read, sin is mixed with all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Yet I mourn my stubborn will, find my sin a grief and thrall. Should I grieve for what I feel if I did not love at all? Could I joy His saints to meet, choose the ways I once abhorred, find at times the promise sweet, if I did not love the Lord? Lord, decide the doubtful case. Thou who art Thy people's Son, shine upon Thy work of grace, if it be indeed begun. Let me love Thee more and more. If I love at all, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today. Watts, The Sovereignty of God. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honors of her God. Life, death, and hell, and worlds unknown, hang on His firm decree. He sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leave to be. Chained to His throne of volume wise, with all the fates of men, with every angel's form and size, drawn by the eternal pen. His providence unfolds the book and makes His counsels shine. Each opening leaf and every stroke fulfills some deep design. Here he exalts neglected worms to scepters and a crown. And there, the following page, he turns and treads the monarch down. Not Gabriel asks the reason why, nor God the reason gives, nor dares the favorite angel pry between the folded leaves. My God, I would not long to see my fate with curious eyes. What gloomy lines are writ for me, or what bright scenes may rise. In thy fair book of life and grace, oh, may I find my name, recorded in some humble place, beneath my Lord, the Lamb. Lot's breathing after the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with thy all-quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. Look how we grovel here below, fond of these trifling toys. Our souls can neither fly nor go to reach eternal joys. In vain we tune our formal songs. In vain we strive to rise. Hosannas languish on our tongues, and our devotion dies. Dear Lord, and shall we ever live at this poor dying rate? Our love so faint, so cold to thee, and thine to us so great. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with thy all-quickening powers. Come, shed abroad a Savior's love, and that shall kindle ours. Lot's all things decreed. There's not a sparrow nor a worm but's found in God's decrees. He raises monarchs to their thrones and sinks them if he please. If light attend the course I run, 'tis he provides those rays, and 'tis his hand that hides my sun if darkness cloud my days. When he reveals the book of life, oh, may I read my name among the chosen of his love, the followers of the Lamb. Ryland, God's Decrees. Sovereign Ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. His decree who formed the earth, fixed my first and second birth. Parents, native place and time, all appointed were by him. He that formed me in the womb, he shall guide me to the tomb. All my times shall ever be ordered by his wise decree. Times of sickness, times of health, times of penury and wealth, times of trial and of grief, times of triumph and relief. Times the tempter's power to prove. Times to taste the Savior's love. All must come and last and end, as shall please my heavenly friend. Plagues and deaths around me fly. Till he bids, I cannot die. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. Watts, Electing Grace. Jesus, we bless thy Father's name. Thy God and ours are both the same. What heavenly blessings from his throne flow down to sinners through his Son. Christ be my first elect, he said, then chose our souls in Christ, our head. Before he gave the mountains birth, or laid foundations for the earth. Thus did eternal love begin, to raise us up from death and sin. Our characters were then decreed, blameless in love, a holy seed. Predestinated to be sons, born by degrees, but chose at once. A new, regenerated race, to praise the glory of his grace. With Christ our Lord, we share our part in the affections of his heart. Nor shall our souls be thence removed, till he forgets his first beloved. Watts, Election Excludes Boasting. But few among the carnal wise, but few of noble race, obtain the favor of thy eyes, Almighty King of Grace. He takes the men of meanest name for sons and heirs of God, and thus he pours abundant shame on honorable blood. He calls the fool and makes him know the mysteries of his grace, to bring aspiring wisdom low and all its pride abase. Nature has all its glories lost when brought before his throne. No flesh shall in his presence boast, but in the Lord alone. Watts, election, sovereign, and free. Behold the potter and the clay. He forms his vessels as he please. Such is our God, and such are we, the subjects of his high decrees. Does not the workman's power extend o'er all the mass which part to choose, and mold it for a nobler end, and which to leave for viler use? May not the sovereign Lord on high dispense his favors as he will? Choose some to life while others die, and yet be just and gracious still? What if, to make his terror known, he let his patience long endure? Suffering vile rebels to go on and seal their own destruction sure. What if he mean to show his grace and his electing love employs to mark out some of mortal race and form them fit for heavenly joys? Shall man reply against his Lord and call his Maker's ways unjust? The thunder of whose dreadful word can crush a thousand worlds to dust? But oh, my soul, if truths so bright should dazzle and confound thy sight, yet still his written will obey and wait the great decisive day. Then shall he make his justice known, and the whole world before his throne with joy or terror shall confess the glory of his righteousness. Kent, effectual calling. There is a period known to God when all his sheep redeemed by blood shall leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold, and enter in. At peace with hell, with God at war, in sin's dark maze they wander far, indulge their lust, and still go on, as far from God as a sheep can run. But see how heaven's indulgent care attends their wanderings here and there. Still hard at heel where'er they stray, with pricking thorns to hedge their way. When wisdom calls, they stop their ear, and headlong urge the mad career. Judgments nor mercies ne'er can sway their roving feet to wisdom's way. Glory to God, they ne'er shall rove beyond the limits of His love, fenced with Jehovah's shalls and wills, firm as the everlasting hills. The appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace. To change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. Tucker, Predestination. Fixed was the eternal state of man ere time its rapid course began, appointed by God's firm decree to endless joy or misery. Fixed was the vast eternal deep between the goats and chosen sheep. Nor can a union e'er take place twixt heirs of wrath and heirs of grace. Yet erring men make much ado and strive to force a passage through. But ah, what vain attempt is this, to strive to ford that deep abyss? All glory to the great I Am, who chose me in the blessed Lamb, whilst millions of the human race will never know or taste His grace. And blessings on atoning blood, by which I'm reconciled to God. And praise be to the Spirit given, who frees from sin and leads to heaven. Charles Wesley, Redeeming Blood. Let the world their virtue boast, and works of righteousness. I, a wretch undone and lost, am freely saved by grace. Take me, Savior, as I am, and let me lose my sins in Thee. Friend of sinners, spotless Lamb, Thy blood was shed for me. Full of truth and grace Thou art, and here is all my hope. False and foul as hell my heart, to Thee I offer up. Thou wast given to redeem my soul from all iniquity. Friend of sinners, spotless lamb. Thy blood was shed for me. Nothing have I, Lord, to pay, nor can thy grace procure. Empty, send me not away, for I, thou know'st, am poor. Dust and ashes is my name. My all is sin and misery. Friend of sinners, spotless lamb, thy blood was shed for me. Heart, dependence on Christ alone. If ever it could come to pass that sheep of Christ might fall away, my fickle, feeble soul, alas, would fall a thousand times a day. Were not thy love as firm as free, thou soon wouldst take it, Lord, from me. I on thy promises depend, at least I to depend desire, that thou wilt love me to the end. Be with me in temptation's fire. Wilt for me work and in me too, and guide me right, and bring me through. No other stay have I beside. If these can alter, I must fall. I look to thee to be supplied with life, with will, with power, with all. Rich souls may glory in their store, but Jesus will relieve the poor. Watts, God, all in all. My God, my life, my love, to thee I call. I cannot live if thou remove, for thou art all in all. Thy shining grace can cheer this dungeon where I dwell. 'Tis paradise when thou art here. If thou depart, 'tis hell. The smilings of thy face, how amiable they are. 'Tis heaven to rest in thy embrace, and nowhere else but there. To thee and thee alone the angels owe their bliss. They sit around thy gracious throne and dwell where Jesus is. Not all the harps above can make a heavenly place. If God his residence remove, or but conceal his face, nor earth, nor all the sky can one delight afford. No, not a drop of real joy. Without thy presence, Lord. Thou art the sea of love, where all my pleasures roll, the circle where my passions move, the center of my soul. To thee my spirits fly with infinite desire. And yet, how far from thee I lie. Dear Jesus, raise me higher. Roselle, Regeneration. Oh, let my voice proclaim the joys my heart has known and felt, and let my tongue declare the woes my soul has known by guilt. Long in the paths of sin I trod, and in her foulest way, provoked a kind and gracious God, and grieved him day by day. I tried his patience with my crimes, by days and years of sin, resolved to mend in after times, and wash the leper clean. I tried, resolved, and toiled, and tugged, but filthier still I grew. My darling sins in secret hugged, nor how to leave them knew. But when the Lord his arm made bare, and took my heart in hand, effectual cleansing work was there, which I could not withstand. He doomed me in the dust to lie, in sorrows sharp and long. Then changed my sadness into joy, my mourning to a song. Burnham, grace sovereign in conversion. Oh, why did Jesus show to me the beauties of his face? Why to my soul did he convey the blessings of his grace? Oh, how could he so sweetly smile on such a wretch as I? I, who his name did once revile and his dear truth deny. But 'twas because he loved my soul, because he died for me, because that nothing could control his great, his firm decree. Lord, for thy manifested grace, I'll raise a cheerful song, till I shall see thy brighter face midst the celestial throng. Newton, The Lamentation of a Newborn Soul. O Lord, how vile am I, unholy and unclean. How can I dare to venture nigh with such a load of sin? Is this polluted heart a dwelling fit for thee? Swarming, alas, in every part, what evils do I see? If I attempt to pray and lisp thy holy name, My thoughts are hurried soon away. I know not where I am. If in thy word I look, such darkness fills my mind. I only read a sealed book, and no relief can find. Thy gospel oft I hear, but hear it still in vain. Without desire or love or fear, I like a stone remain. Myself can hardly bear this wretched heart of mine. How hateful then must it appear to those pure eyes of thine? And must I then indeed sink in despair and die? Fain would I hope that thou didst bleed for such a wretch as I. That blood which thou hast spilt, that grace which is thy own, can cleanse the vilest sinner's guilt and soften hearts of stone. Lo, at thy feet I bow. O pity and forgive. Here will I lie and wait till thou shalt bid me rise and live. Watts, Divine Love Making a Feast. How sweet and awful is the place with Christ within the doors, while everlasting love displays the choicest of her stores. Here every bowel of our God with soft compassion rolls. Here peace and pardon, love and blood is food for dying souls, while all our hearts and all our songs join to admire the feast. Each of us cry with thankful tongues, Lord, why was I a guest? Why was I made to hear thy voice and enter while there's room? When thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come. 'Twas the same love that spread the feast that sweetly forced us in. Else we had still refused to taste and perished in our sin. Gadsby, Election. Election is a truth divine, as absolute as free. Works ne'er can make the blessing mine, 'tis God's own wise decree. Before Jehovah built the skies, or earth, or seas, or sun, he chose a people for his praise and gave them to his Son. Eternal was the choice of God, a sovereign act indeed. And Jesus, the incarnate Word, secures the chosen seed. He loved and chose because he would. Nor did his choice depend on sinner's work, or bad or good, but on his sovereign mind. Nor law, nor death, nor hell, nor sin can alter his decree. the elect, eternal life, shall win, and all God's glory see. His counsel stands forever sure, immortal, and divine. And justice, mercy, truth, and power unite to make it mine. H. Fowler. Lord, what a wretched, wretched heart I feel from day to day. Vile and unsound in every part. Subdue it, Lord, I pray. I groan and pray and cry and strive to have it all removed. Can it be thus in those who live, in those whom God has loved? Can such besetting evils dwell in sinners born of God? Could black corruption rise and swell where Christ applies his blood? To thee, dear Lord, for light I cry on this my darksome path. Oh, let thy mercy me supply. Oh, Lord, increase my faith. Newton, Faith's View. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and a peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Heart, come, raise your thankful voice, ye souls redeemed with blood. Leave earth and all its toys, and mix no more with mud. Dearly were bought, highly esteemed, redeemed with Jesus' blood, redeemed. Christians are priests and kings, all born of heavenly birth. then think on nobler things, and grovel not on earth. Dearly were bought, highly esteemed, redeemed, with Jesus' blood redeemed. With heart and a soul and a mind, exalt redeeming love. Leave worldly cares behind, and set your minds above. Dearly we are bought, highly esteemed, redeemed with Jesus' blood, redeemed. Lift up your ravished eyes and view the glory given. All lower things despise, ye citizens of heaven. Dearly were bought, highly esteemed, redeemed with Jesus' blood, redeemed. Be to this world as dead, alive to that to come. Our life in Christ is hid, who soon shall call us home. Dearly were bought, highly esteemed, redeemed with Jesus' blood, redeemed. Kelly. Nothing know we of the season, when the world shall pass away. But we know the saints have reason to expect a glorious day, when the Savior will return and his people cease to mourn. Oh, what sacred joys await them! They shall see the Savior then. Those who now oppose and hate them never can oppose again. Brethren, let us think of this. All is ours if we are his. Waiting for our Lord's returning, be it ours his word to keep. May our lamps be always burning. May we watch while others sleep. We're no longer of the night. We are children of the light. Being of the favored number, whom the Savior calls his own, 'tis not meet that we should slumber. Nothing should be left undone. This should be his people's aim, still to glorify his name. Newton. Let worldly minds the world pursue. It has no charms for me. Once I admired its trifles too, but grace has set me free. Its pleasures now no longer please, no more content afford. Far from my heart be joys like these, now I have seen the Lord. As by the light of opening day. The stars are all concealed. So earthly pleasures fade away when Jesus is revealed. Creatures no more divide my choice. I bid them all depart. His name and love and gracious voice have fixed my roving heart. Now, Lord, I would be thine alone and wholly live to thee. But may I hope that thou wilt own a worthless worm like me? Yes, though of sinners I'm the worst, I cannot doubt thy will. For if thou hadst not loved me first, I thee had hated still. Barrage. Where must a sinner fly who feels his guilty load and stands condemned to die out of the mouth of God? Can any door of hope be found? Not any sure on nature's ground. What if he mend his life and pour out floods of tears and pray with fervent strife? These pay no past arrears. The law, with unrelenting breath, declares the wage of sin is death. Who then shall reconcile such jarring things as these? Say, how can justice smile at mercy on her knees? Or how can mercy lift her head if all the legal debt is paid? Jesus, thy helping hand has made the contest cease, paid off each law demand, and bought the blessed release. Stern justice, satisfied by thee, bids mercy bring the news to me. O tidings sweet of grace to sinners lost and poor, who humbly seek thy face and knock at mercy's door, who taste the peace thy blood imparts and feel the Savior in their hearts. All hail, we bless thee now, who bought us with thy blood, our gracious shepherd thou, to bring us home to God. On earth we sing thy bleeding love, and long to see thy face above. D. Herbert. How oft I grumble and repine with blessings in my hand. There's nothing here can satisfy, nor gold, nor house, nor land. Sometimes the Lord bestows on me his fretful child a toy, on which I raise my prospects high, and look for certain joy. But soon there's something intervenes. I've something else in view. The former mercy is forgot, and I want something new. Oh, this unstable heart of mine is like the troubled sea. The more I have, the more I want. When shall I settled be? I know this wretched world can't fill this anxious soul of mine. Oh, could I to my Father's will my soul, my all resign? Sometimes, alas, I think I can. I'll trust the world no more. But when I meet some little cross, I'm fretful as before. Why am I captivated thus by such poor trifling toys? Alas, how oft this wretched world annoys my better joys. I want to trust, but cannot trust a God of providence. Although he bless from day to day, I'm full of diffidence. When troubles roll in thick and fast, ah, then my faith gives way. Sometimes I think I cannot stand. No, not another day. Sometimes, like Ephraim, I rebel. I cannot bear the yoke. I kick and murmur at the rod, and shrink at every stroke. But when my Father smiles again, then what a fool am I. 'Tis then, like Ephraim, I repent and smite upon my thigh. Like him I mourn, like him I cry. Lord, hold me with thy hand, and draw me by thy special grace. Hold up, and I shall stand. H. Fowler. Days of darkness and distress are my portion here below. Thorny is the wilderness, and the Lord will have it so. When enlarged in faith and prayer, his dear face by faith I see. On the Lord I cast my care. Satisfied, he cares for me. But when days of darkness come, and my heart is hard and cold, round the wilderness I roam, barren, wandering from the fold. Days of fierce temptation too, furious as the foaming wave, hide the heavens from my view, threatening a watery grave. Up I cast my longing eyes, tossed like Jonah in the sea. Jesus whispers from the skies, as thy days thy strength shall be. Top Lady, Redeemer, whither should I flee, or how escape the wrath to come? The weary sinner flies to thee for shelter from impending doom. Smile on me, gracious Lord, and show thyself the friend of sinners now. Beneath the shadow of thy cross, the heavy laden soul finds rest. I would esteem the world but dross, so I might be of Christ possessed. I'd seek my every joy in thee. Be thou both life and light to me. Close to the ignominious tree, Jesus, my humbled soul would cleave, despised and crucified with thee resolved to die and live. This prayer and this ambition mine, living and dying to be thine. There, fastened to the rugged wood, by holy love's resistless chain, and life deriving from thy blood, never to wander wide again. There may I bow my suppliant knee, and own no other Lord but thee. Newton, Confession and Prayer for Church and Nation. Oh, may the power which melts the rock be felt by all assembled here, or else our service will but mock the God whom we profess to fear. Lord, while thy judgments shake the land, thy people's eyes are fixed on thee. We own thy just uplifted hand, which thousands cannot, will not see. How long hast thou bestowed thy care on this indulged, ungrateful spot, while other nations far and near have envied and admired our lot? Here peace and liberty have dwelt, the glorious gospel brightly shone, and oft our enemies have felt that God has made our cause his own. But both heaven and earth have heard our vile requital of his love. We, whom like children he has reared, rebels against his goodness prove. His grace despised, his power defied, and legions of the blackest crimes, profaneness, riot, lust, and pride, are signs that mark the present times. The Lord, displeased, has raised his rod. Where are now the faithful few who tremble for the ark of God and know what Israel ought to do. Lord, hear thy people everywhere, who meet to mourn, confess, and pray. The nation and thy churches spare, and let thy wrath be turned away. E. Mote. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every rough and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. I trust his righteous character, his counsel, promise, and his power, his honor and his names at stake, to save me from the burning lake. When I shall launch in worlds unseen, oh, may I then be found in him, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Heart chastisement. Gold in the furnace tried ne'er loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight. How very foul and dim are we, and God, how pure and bright. The punished child repents, the parent's bowels move, the offended father soon relents and turns with double love. If God rebuke for pride, he'll humble thy proud heart. If for thy want of love he chide, that love he will impart. He shall by means like these thy stubborn temper break, soften thy heart by due degrees, and make thy spirit meek. His chastening therefore prize, the privilege of a saint. Their hearts are hard who that despise, and theirs too weak who faint. Heart, be clothed with humility. Lord, if with thee part I bear, if I through thy word am clean, in thy mercy if I share, if thy blood has purged my sin, to my needy soul impart thy good spirit from above, to enrich my barren heart with humility and love. Lord, my heart, a desert vast, thy reviving hand requires. Sin has laid my vineyard waste, overgrown with weeds and briars. Thou canst make this desert bloom. Breathe, O breathe, celestial dove, till it blow with rich perfume of humility and love. Vanquish in me lust and pride, all my stubbornness subdue. Smile me into fruit, or chide, if no milder means will do. Compassionate my case. Let the poor thy pity move. Give me of thy boundless grace. Give humility and love. Why should one that bears thy name, why should thy adopted child, be in rags, exposed to shame, like a savage, fierce and wild? With thy children I would sit, and not like an alien rove. Clothe my soul and make it fit with humility and love. Greatest sinners, greatly spared, love much and themselves abase. Mine's a paradox too hard. Rich of mercy, poor of grace. Me thou hast forgiven much. This my sins too plainly prove. Give me what thou givest such. Much humility and love. Heart, pray without ceasing. Prayer was appointed to convey the blessings God designs to give. Long as they live, should Christians pray, for only while they pray they live. The Christian's heart his prayer indites. He speaks as prompted from within. The Spirit his petition writes, and Christ receives and gives it in. 'Tis prayer supports the soul that's weak. Though thought be broken, language lame, pray if thou canst or canst not speak. But pray with faith in Jesus' name. Depend on him. Thou canst not fail. Make all thy wants and wishes known. Fear not. His merits must prevail. Ask what thou wilt. It shall be done. Heart, treasure in heaven. Remember, man, thy birth. Set not on gold thy heart. Naked thou camest upon the earth, and naked must depart. This world's vain wealth despise. Happiness is not here. To Jesus lift thy longing eyes, and seek thy treasure there. If profit be thy scope, diffuse thy alms about. The worldling prospers laying up. The Christian laying out. Returns will not be scant. With honor in the highest. For who relieves his brethren's want, bestows his alms on Christ. Give gladly to the poor. 'Tis lending to the Lord. In secret so increase thy store, and hide in heaven thy hoard. There thou mayest fear no thief, no rankling rust or moth. Thy treasure and thy heart are safe. Where one is, will be both. Watts, The Book of Nature and the Scriptures. The heavens declare thy glory, Lord. In every star thy wisdom shines. But when our eyes behold thy word, we read thy name in fairer lines. The rolling sun, the changing light, and nights and days thy power confess. And the blessed volume thou hast writ reveals thy justice and thy grace. Sun, moon, and stars convey thy praise round the whole earth and never stand. So, when thy truth begun its race, destined to spread to every land, nor shall thy living gospel rest, till through the world thy truth has run, till Christ has all the nations blessed that see the light or feel the sun. Great Sun of Righteousness, arise. Bless the dark world with heavenly light. Thy gospel makes the simple wise. Thy laws are pure, thy judgments right. Thy noblest wonders here we view, in souls renewed and sins forgiven. Lord, cleanse my sins, my soul renew, and make thy word my guide to heaven. Charles Wesley. Weary of wandering from the Lord, and now made willing to return, I hear and bow me to the rod. For now, not without hope, I mourn. There is an advocate above, a friend before the throne of love. O Jesus, full of truth and grace, more full of grace than I of sin, yet once again I seek thy face. Open thy arms and take me in. All my backslidings freely heal, and love the faithless sinner still. Thou knowest the way to bring me back, my fallen spirit to restore. Oh, for thy truth and mercy's sake, forgive and bid me sin no more. The ruins of my soul repair, and make my heart a house of prayer. Forgive me, Lord, the tender heart that trembles at the approach of sin. A godly fear of sin impart. Implant and root it deep within, that I may love thy gracious power and never dare to offend thee more. Kelly, Serve the Lord with Fear. In thy name, O Lord, assembling, we, thy people, now draw near. Teach us to rejoice with trembling. Speak, and let thy servants hear. Hear with meekness. Hear thy word with godly fear. While our days on earth are lengthened, may we give them, Lord, to thee. Cheered by hope and daily strengthened, may we run nor weary be. Till thy glory, without clouds, in heaven we see. There, in worship purer, sweeter, all thy people shall adore, tasting of enjoyment greater than they could conceive before. Full enjoyment, full, unmixed, and evermore. Charles Wesley, come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy children to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever. Now, thy gracious kingdom bring. By thy own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thy all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. Watts, man frail, God eternal. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. Thy word commands our flesh to dust. Return, ye sons of men. All nations rose from earth at first, and turn to earth again. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. They fly, forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guard while life shall last, and our eternal home.